Hi, Barbie. Just a bit of caution. This episode is part of an 8-week series on the trans allegory of the Barbie movie. And there's going to be so many spoilers, just like so many you don't even know. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, definitely do that first. You won't regret it, though. It's amazing. Okay, on with the show. Welcome to Tilly's Trans Tuesdays. Tilly Vision continues with the intentional trans allegory of Barbie the movie, part 3. Things are gonna get weird. Hi, I'm Tilly Bridges, your host, and I'm joined by my writing partner, my best friend, my wife, our token cis representation, the only lady as weird as I am, Susan Bridges.
Hello.
You're really not. It was kind of unfair to you, I suppose.
We're both quite weird.
Are you as weird as me?
I'm angrier.
Well, that's not weird.
No, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
It's not.
I didn't want to offend you by saying you were as weird as I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are pretty weird.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no generally recognized scale of weirdness.
We should.
Okay.
Yeah, in all our spare time.
That's right.
And our returning guest and conversation partner for the entire Barbie discussion, Millicent Alexis Book. Hi, Barbie.
Hey.
Hi Barbie. I'm so thrilled to be here and part of Tillyvision.
Yeah. Okay, we are going to get right back into it.
Let's go. Woo.
19 minutes, 23 seconds. Look at the very weird path to weird Barbie's weird house and how uncomfortable Barbie is, now in even more royal blue as she connects with her subconscious. This is another looser visual reference to The Matrix, when Neo was on the path to talk with his subconscious Morpheus. Then, as here in Barbie, the path is winding and confusing when you're digging through your own subconscious to find the truth. Not only are both paths scary and winding, but both of them rise. Both Barbie and Neo have to climb the foreboding, twisting path to honestly connect with their subconscious. You have to root through all your thoughts and feelings if you want to be ready for what awaits. 19 minutes, 30 seconds. As Barbie approaches Weird Barbie's house, I would never wear heels if my feet were shaped this way. I would never wear this clothing that does not fit the way my body is. It makes me feel bad. It's transness up and down all day long.
I love that it works on both levels because
right?
Totally at does. The same time, it's also a hilarious joke.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so good. This movie is so genius. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. As we get Weird Barbie's intro, I remind you again that she's Barbie's subconscious. She's in pink because Barbie doesn't yet know if what her subconscious is going to tell her is the truth. Morpheus at times appeared in colors relating to doubt, too, for Neo in The Matrix. But what her subconscious is telling her on its face is that she's trans. Pink and blue together, remember? What's on Weird Barbie's forehead? Pink and blue scribbles. Her subconscious is telling Barbie on its face, literally, that she's trans. 20 minutes, 17 seconds. Weird Barbie regarding Barbie's feet. Flat. Never seen that before. Barbie, can you fix them? My body feels better this way, but everyone says it should be another way. Can I go back? But if you're trans, you know what the subconscious is going to tell you.
And I have a comment here that Weird Barbie does not react like it's super gross.
Right.
Yes.
That is the only one.
Really important.
She's just like, huh, how about
She's
that?
Like, look at that.
Look.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting, and I'm not repulsed.
It's interesting and different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weird, even.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
20 minutes, 33 seconds. Weird Barbie regarding Ken. I'd like to see what kind of nude blob he's packing under those jeans. a good joke about the dolls. But if Ken is Barbie's false male persona, the subconscious is saying it knows what's going on in the crotch isn't what's quote-unquote expected. 20 minutes, 50 seconds. Weird Barbie asks, what preceded the flat beat? Barbie. Thoughts of death. Thinking about change and transition allowed her to change her body in ways she liked. It obviously takes more than just thought, but this is metaphor, and transition begins in the mind. 21 minutes, 10 seconds. There's a rip in the continuum that is the membrane between Barbie Land and the real world. Don't know how many times I've said it, but when you wake up to the cis binary matrix being a lie, you start to see all the other lies society also tells you. You see the truth. 21 minutes, 18 seconds. Weird Barbie. If you want to be stereotypical Barbie perfect again, then baby girl, you gotta go fix it, or you're gonna keep going funny. Look at your upper thigh. And there's cellulite, more body changes which freak Barbie out. But Barbie's transition in the surface story is from artificiality to a real woman, right? Which is allegorically a transition from a false shell of a seemingly cis man to a trans woman. So the cellulite represents another body-changing step along that path to the true her. Also note that her subconscious calls her baby girl. This is the start of Barbie's journey to her true self. Trans people who've only just realized and accepted are often described as baby trans. It's not derogatory, it just indicates the beginning of a new stage of life.
I also want to point out that Weird Barbie says, if you want to be stereotypical. There's no assumption that that's what she wants, which is what everyone in Barbie Land assumed, that she just wants to go back to being quote-unquote normal.
Yeah.
But this is a part where the inner self is saying, do you really want to?
Is that really what you want?
Because it knows. Is that really what you want? Yes.
Yeah.
And in the allegory of this being Matrix-like, I know that Weird Barbie's supposed to be her Morpheus, but
yeah,
I feel like there's a little bit of leaking into the Oracle's roles in that, like, I know we have our own Oracle later, but how the Oracle tells Barb, the Oracle tells Neo, excuse me.
Barbie and Neo, they're the same. It's okay.
Exactly. So the Oracle tells Neo that he's not the one, but Weird Barbie is telling stereotypical Barbie, this is your path to becoming stereotypical Barbie again, but we know it's really not.
Right. And there's definitely, you know, the subconscious and the heart are definitely connected. They're all parts of us. And even in the Matrix, Morpheus is the one that takes Neo to the Oracle. You know, your subconscious gets you to the heart. And so, yeah, definitely. 21 minutes, 25 seconds. Weird Barbie. And then you're going to start getting sad and mushy and complicated. So, funny thing, for a lot of trans people, being on the right hormones allows us access to emotions we couldn't experience before because dysphoria kept us so closed off. See the Trans Tuesday on Gender Dysphoria for what that's like. That was episode 59 of this show. And so, yeah, if you don't quote-unquote fix your transness, which can't be done, but damn do so many of us try over and over again, you're going to transition and open yourself up to a whole flood of really strong, messy, complicated feelings and changes.
I think it's so worth it, though.
It is, absolutely, to anyone who's considering.
It's also kind of saying, this is the simple way. The simple way is to just do what everyone wants you to do.
It's easier.
That's the easy way.
But not emotionally, because it wounds you so much. But yeah.
Yes, but I feel like that's kind of the, well, now it's going to be complicated if you want to do something different.
Absolutely. 21 minutes, 35 seconds. Weird Barbie. You have to go to the real world and you have to find the girl that is playing with you. To figure this out, Barbie needs to get in touch with her inner little girl, the one she never got to be, and find out what's going on. 21 minutes, 50 seconds. Weird Barbie. Her thoughts and feelings and humanness are interfering with your dollness. Isn't it weird that when we start becoming our true self, it interferes with us upholding the artificiality of gender assigned at birth? How about that? 22 minutes, 5 seconds. Barbie feels she can't be responsible because all she's ever wanted was for everything to stay exactly as it is. And again, you do not know how many times trans people often just keep trying to wish our transness away. The life upheaval it causes, and it shouldn't, but our transphobic society makes it so, and the way so many of us lose family, friends, homes, and jobs after coming out, we know what we're risking. We try to bury it and be the cis person we're told to be. It doesn't work. 22 minutes, 21 seconds. In one of the very most clear visual references to the Matrix, Weird Barbie offers Barbie the two shoes, just as Morpheus offered Neo the two pills.
And it's quite funny.
It is.
It is.
And just like in the Matrix, this is what establishes the meanings of these two colors or color families in Barbie's case. In the Matrix, the red was for truth and the blue for doubt. In Barbie, the pink is a high heel, showing you it is the doubt or lies. Go back to your quote-unquote regular life and forget any of this ever happened, even though it will cause you pain and discomfort and contort your body in ways you hate. The earth-toned Birkenstock is to know the truth about the universe and to find comfort and support. Could Miss Gerwig be any clearer? Barbie tries to deny her truth and picks the high heel, but Weird Barbie, her subconscious, knows that's not right. She's not having it. 23 minutes, 1 second. Weird Barbie won't let her ignore it all. I just gave you a choice so you could feel some sense of control. This is another Matrix connection, especially to Reloaded, where Neo is wondering if he ever had a choice at all and struggling with the issue of control. 23 minutes, 5 seconds. Weird Barbie. You have to fix the rip yourself. This is another Matrix connection, as it's a reframing of the message of the first movie. You are the one you've been waiting for to save you. You can save yourself by choosing to transition. 23 minutes, 46 seconds. Barbie. How do I find this girl? Weird Barbie. You will know. Another Matrix connection, as it's a reframing of Neo. Are you telling me I can dodge bullets? Morpheus. I'm saying when you're ready, you won't have to. 24 minutes, 21 seconds. The banner reads, Bon voyage to reality and good luck restoring the membrane that separates our world from there so you don't get cellulite. It's Pink, a.k.a. sure hope you can fix your problem and keep upholding the cis binary, you anomaly.
And there's hearts because, you know, when you put hearts on something, it's a genuine feeling, but it's still, it's the shallow, it's the thoughts and prayers of the iconography.
Exactly right. 24 minutes, 56 seconds. Barbie, I just don't want to leave. I'm trying to find reasons not to leave. 25 minutes, 12 seconds. Barbie, I'll be back in no time with perfect feet and we'll forget this ever happened. Again, so many times we try to find reasons not to transition, to pretend we're not trans. It never works. As Barbie leaves, she's in pink because she has doubts about what she's going to find. And as we just saw from those lines, she's trying very hard to doubt her truth. But Ken is in pink and blue together. Her transness is still there. She's trying to leave it behind. 25 minutes, 43 seconds. Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls plays as she drives. And just look at the lyrics to the song, which are all about finding answers on your own and not as outlined by the expectations of society. I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you've ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. No, everything is not black and white, not cis man or cis woman only. Maybe not playing by those rules will help you find what you're looking for. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrapped my fear around me like a blanket. I sailed my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. Dysphoria is unending, and the truth is hard to accept. We try to deny that truth and embrace what we know is wrong, and we're left with the wreckage of our lives. I'm not going to read the rest of the lyrics here, but it goes on just like that. This is the most famous song from one of the most well-known queer bands, and it appearing at this moment is a choice. Barbie already knowing all the words is definitely telling you something. Are you listening?
It's such a good song, too. If you haven't heard the full one, I recommend it to anybody listening. The messaging about there's more than one path in your life that you can have. It's such a great queer metaphor.
It absolutely is. 26 minutes, 9 seconds. Ken pops up in the back seat singing and she screams. She was trying to run from her transness, leave it behind, reaffirm her cisness. But before she's even halfway there, a reminder, hey, you're still trans. But now Ken's in all pink. Doubt, just like her.
That scream that they gave each other. Just
yeah,
so telling.
It's hilarious. 27 minutes, 30 seconds. Barbie and Ken rollerblading into the real world in their most ostentatious outfits. There's a lot going on here. Barbie's first steps into the real world, closer to her true self. Ken is there. Pinks and blues, royal blues, are together. It's kind of garish, and she's gawked at. And interestingly, there's this thing that happens with trans folks, especially trans women, where when a lot of us first transition, we don't know at all what we like or want to wear or what looks good on us, and sometimes we end up wearing really weird stuff. Trying to figure it all out is a process, which I talked about in the Trans Tuesday on Finding Our Trans Style, which was episode 33 of this podcast. But she's gawked at, laughed at, stared at, and I cannot tell you how often that happens to trans people, especially early on in our transitions. See the Trans Tuesday on Trans People Are Human Beings. Stop staring at us at tillystranstuesdays.com.
I thought maybe when I started being out in public that maybe it was just observer bias and we weren't really being stared at that much, but we are. It's very true.
Yeah, definitely. I at first, too, I thought it was maybe just me. And then I started talking about it. And so many other trans people were like, oh, no, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
27 minutes, 50 seconds. Further, Barbie is sexualized by men. And as an early transition trans woman, yeah, that's definitely something you likely never experienced when the world thought you were a cis man. And even though you know it exists, it's still a jolt to the system to experience it. 28 minutes, 25 seconds. Ken likes it. I feel admired, but not ogled, and there's no undertone of violence. Barbie, mine very much has an undertone of violence. While this very accurately describes the way men and women are treated in society in general, this is also a thing trans women early in transition suddenly have to deal with. The world saw me as a cis man before, and that did not come with the sexualization or implied violence that comes with being a woman, especially a trans woman. 28 minutes, 53 seconds. Barbie responds to the catcalling. I would just like to inform you, I do not have a vagina. Do you know what trans women are not born with? I bet you do. Barbie gestures to Ken, and he does not have a penis. If Ken is her false male shell, she likely never wanted him to have one, as it's a huge source of dysphoria for many trans women. 29 minutes, 16 seconds. Ken. Everything's, like, almost reversed here. Very much how it feels when you go from perceived cis man to being seen as the trans woman you are. Society turns on its head in the way it treats you. And that's where we're going to leave it for this week. Thanks for being here, Lexi.
Thanks for having me in Tillyverse.
Come back next week when you'll see that after not liking the response to transness we see in society, we try to pull back, and that leads to all kinds of problems. Tilly Bridges. And transmission. Tilly's Trans Tuesdays is hosted by Tilly Bridges and Susan Bridges with audio editing and sound mixing by Jillian Morgan. The Google Doc and social media versions of this week's topic and all past topics are available at tillystranstuesdays.com. Special thanks to Daisy and Jane for the use of Sorry Not Sorry as our show's theme music. Please stop by and show your support at daisyandjane.bandcamp.com and soundcloud.com/daisyandjane. You can find me at Tilly Bridges on Blue Sky, Twitter, and Hive, on Mastodon at tillybridges@mastodon.social, at facebook.com/tillysbridges, and on Insta and Threads at heckyatillybridges. And you can find Susan on most of those at Susan L. Bridges. You can find Jillian at Audio Jillian on Blue Sky. You can join the Tillyverse Discord server by following the link at the very bottom of tillystranstuesdays.com. We hold regular watch parties for the Matrix films and other trans movies where I do a live Q&A, and it's blossomed into a wonderfully supportive, compassionate, kind community of friends. We'd love to have you join us. For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.